Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and you already know that because the lead-in told you. So, but I always say it. I don't know why, but I do. So, Martita, don't get started. No laughing. Okay, but we've got our special guest, Martita, with us. If you didn't know, she's
Hi,
over
everybody.
Here laughing in the background. But we're just so glad to be here with each and every one of you. We're just so glad that you joined us today on the program, and we have a great program, great topic. You know, we're a topical Bible study, and we like to throw some just crazy topics out there and just see what the Word of God says about it and talk about it and encourage you to, you know, implement that into your life or into your understanding of God. And we're believing that the Lord speaks to each and every one of you through the program, or we wouldn't do it. So it's such a blessing. And so how are you today, Martita? What's going on?
I am doing great.
Yeah?
Yes. And this subject, it's very interesting.
Yeah? You like this one?
Yes, I do. The Lord put that in my heart. And I'm just going to go out there. There are some people that are struggling with this.
Okay.
With the new age stuff and whatever. And I'm interested in seeing what the Lord wants to do.
Yeah. So what are we going to talk about today?
We're talking about angels.
Okay. Angels.
Yes.
Man, there's so much reference about angels in Scripture. You know, Old Testament, New Testament. Angels are very active in the Bible. We see them interacting with people. We see them, you know, bringing in all of the different things that God wants to bring into humanity, into the world, is being orchestrated through angelic power. And I think it's a cool topic. So
I'm hoping also that it will bring hunger to you guys, because I hear so many people doing, oh, you got to do this with angels, or this is that, you know, all their different opinions. And I thought, I need to look into the Bible and see what the Word says. So I'm hoping that this will inspire you to look into it more.
Yeah.
And get the truth.
Well, I think many times people haven't seen an angel or experienced an angelic visitation or anything because they haven't looked for one.
Yes.
So the goal would be that we learn to understand more about angels, how they operate, what they do, and then we can actually begin to partner with them in the kingdom, you know?
Yes.
The first thing I always realize and recognize is that we don't command angels. God does. You know what I mean? So we have to partner with the angelic host of heaven in bringing God's will into the world as the church, as believers. So how do we better do that? I think that we've got a great little breakdown on how to understand angels better. So Martita, why don't you kick us off?
Okay.
What's the first thing that you would tell everybody about angels?
They're messengers.
Ah.
I mean, it is so important because, let's just read the word. In Acts 7:38. They bring the word to the, you know, of the Lord. Moses was Moses was with our ancestors, the assembly of God's people in the wilderness, when the angel spoke to him at Mount Sinai, and there Moses received life-giving words to pass on to us.
Wow. So that's great. So the word of the Lord comes through the angels to us many times, and sometimes it could even be the word of the Lord. I've heard the word the Lord's angel, you know, reference to Jesus, even
Correct.
In the Old Testament. Now we have Jesus has a name in the New Testament, but, you know, in some of the Old Testament, we've seen that. But, you know, in Daniel 10:17, we also see that angels are used many times to deliver prophecy, not just a word of the Lord, but a prophetic word. It says this in Daniel 10:17, "Now I am here to explain what will happen to your people in the future, for this vision concerns the time yet to come."
So
Daniel is a very prophetic book.
Yes. So let's speak about prophecy. Prophecy is telling something in the future.
Right.
Something that's going to happen. It's not a word of knowledge that is, I know something that is happening today or happened to you, and I know something that has happened in your life. When they prophesy, they're saying, look, this is what's going to happen in the future. I'm preparing you
right.
for the future.
Sure.
And as we're talking about messengers, and this is very important, we need to test it. So when they say something, when you hear an angel come to you and speak to you, you need to go to the Word and
Absolutely.
Confirm that that's agreed with the Word of God.
Sure. Yeah, an angel's never going to tell you to do something contrary to the Word.
Exactly.
Ever. You know, the angels are used to deliver messages. We hear that, you know, but a lot of those messages are to make God's plans come
yes.
to pass. You know, in Daniel 10, 12 and 13, we said, then he said, don't be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request had been heard in heaven, and I have come, this is the angel talking, I have come in answer to your prayer. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. So he was able to slip away as Michael began to fight this spiritual battle. So we've talked about the spiritual realm
yes.
in our messages before, but there is a battle that is going on, and angels are fighting spiritual battles against darkness, against other angels that have fallen away, and they are trying to, you know, infiltrate our lives with darkness. And the angel was fighting to get Daniel's prayer answered. So, you know what? God hears our prayers, and angels are working and fighting to get the answers to those prayers to us. That is a cool thought.
Yes, and I want to, something that touched me says, since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God.
Yeah.
So he had the right motive. He had the right heart.
The right posture.
Yes, towards the Lord. And that opened the door for angels to work.
Yeah.
So when we have the right posture towards the Lord, and when we bring the word and we pray the word of God, that's when the Lord says to the angels, go do your job.
Right.
Because we're calling upon the word that the Lord has given to us.
Yeah, for sure.
And that makes such a difference. And you know, we were going to go to something else, but I'm going to jump. Because since you brought it up about Michael being an archangel and being in battle, and that is his job.
So angels have names.
Yes. Angels have names and they have positions.
Nice.
So first, Gabriel was the one that was coming down to talk to Daniel.
Right.
And he got blocked. And then the Lord sent Michael to help him because he is the soldier.
Right.
Okay, so let's go to warriors.
Okay,
I'm going to go over here. And
because angels are warriors.
That's right. Since you brought it up and it was in this verse, might as well go at it. They fight against evil. Now, you have to understand, the ones that they're fighting, they used to be angels.
Right.
And they stepped away from the Lord. And
right.
now they are...
fallen angels.
Yes. So we understand that. Let's go to Revelation 12, 7 through 8.
Okay.
Then there was a war in heaven.
Oh, wow.
Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. And the dragon lost the battle, and he and his angels were forced out of heaven.
Right.
There's a battle. There's soldiers. There's war going on.
I have a feeling that battle wasn't very long. Because in other scriptures, it says that Satan fell like lightning
yes.
from heaven. So it was really probably, they call it a war in heaven, but it was probably more like an eviction.
Yes, and they threw a fit.
Forceful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were throwing a fit as they were thrown out.
You guys are done.
But throughout life right now, we have to understand there's a spiritual battle going on.
Sure.
And there's the good angels, which are a lot more than the bad angels
right.
or the fallen angels.
Sure.
But they're also there to protect us.
That's good.
In Daniel 12:1, and at that time, Michael, the archangel who stands guard over your nation, will arise. Then there will be a time of anguish greater than any since nations first came into existence.
Wow.
But at that time, every one of your people whose name is written in the book will be rescued.
Wow.
Everyone that is saved.
This is such an interesting topic, isn't it? I mean, we're just...
we overlook it most of the time.
We don't think about it as much.
Because we don't really go into the spiritual part of it.
Right. We're just kind of walking through life every day, just kind of going to work, coming home, watching TV, playing video games, getting on Facebook, you know? I mean, seriously.
But when you get really into this, it is exciting. It's full of life. And it takes you to a complete different level.
You want to begin to see the angelic host of heaven moving in your life. Plug into your local church. Start doing what it is that God's called you to do in your life. And you will enter into what we call spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And you'll and have... the demonic realm will come alive to you because everything in the world will start to seem like it's working against you, that fighting you, but then God will bring strength and victory. And it's an incredible thing to walk your life out in the spiritual war of the kingdoms.
And living with
them. God wins. We win.
The more you open the door to heaven, the more angelic activity you will encounter.
That's really good.
It is exciting. When when one of my houses, when we lived in this particular house, I really was spending time with the Lord. And I said, Lord, I want my home to be your base for all your angels to do their planning, to
open house policy for angels.
Yes. I said, this has got to be, I want it to be your open house to heaven.
Right. Command center.
Yes, that's the right word.
Yes, yes.
And I want it to be for you. There's no evil allowed in my house. This is for you, to worship you, to do your plan, to do whatever needs to be done. And I had so much angelic activity in the house. It was amazing.
That's so cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was because I didn't look for the angels. I wanted to worship the Lord and make a place for him to use.
I've never openly seen an angel with my eyes, but I've seen them in my imagination. I've seen them in the spirit. You know, I've sensed their presence. I've done some things. Now, how about you? Have you actually seen an angel with your physical eyes?
I saw a demon.
Okay.
I've seen demons
a
with
fallen
my
angel.
Yes,
right.
I've seen them with my physical eyes.
Okay.
I have experienced angels where I have felt them actually grab me and move me.
Oh, yeah. I've sensed their presence
so
like that.
So they actually grab me and move me, and people saw it as I was being moved.
Right.
And with my imagination. Well, actually, it's like a TV up here, and I've actually seen it, angels over people or doing something.
I find that fascinating. I really do. What do you think are some other characteristics, just for the sake of time? I'd like to get as many covered as we can, but some other characteristics of angels are what?
They worship the Lord.
Oh, I love that.
And oh my gosh, I got to tell you the story because it just came up.
Yeah.
I was at home. We were in the same house that I was telling you about, and everybody's sleeping. The whole family was there, and I start hear music.
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing.
Was it rock music?
I could hear drums. I could hear violin, but it was music.
Oh, wow.
So I lived across from Cocoa Village, so I can hear the music sometimes
right,
from over
there. Right,
you're
just thinking a band's playing at the club or something.
Yeah, but first I thought my kids left the TV on, so I went through the house. No, the TV's not on. Then I'm like, okay, somebody's outside playing, or my son downstairs. I walked through the whole house back and forth. Then I went outside to see if it was Cocoa Village. Not a sound. So I'm going back and forth, and my husband wakes up. He goes, what are you doing? I said, don't you hear this music? And he goes, no, I don't hear anything. So after like 20, 25 minutes,
you realize that
he
you're hearing
something
heavenly.
He says to me, well, he's the one that says, that's only for your ears only.
Right.
And I said, Lord, is that you? And he says, you haven't touched the surface of the spirit world.
Right.
I'm just giving you a taste of my worshipers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. That
it was
like,
almost like a... At that point, I would just be like blown away because, you know, Hebrews 1:6 says, you know, that when he again brings, you know, the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him.
Yes.
You know, Jesus is going to be worshiped, and every angel is going to bow. Every, you know, knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord, including the angelic host
of
heaven and hell.
Let's go to Revelation for everybody.
Every demon is going to bow its knee to Jesus one day. And it's going to be a glorious day. So what were you saying about Revelation?
Revelation 4:8. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, woo, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
Yeah.
He is worshipped all the time. People, if you want heaven to open... worship the Lord.
Yeah, so take it from the angels. God is a God to be worshipped.
Yes.
Angels were actually created just for the purpose of worshiping God. And you know what's so beautiful is that in that scripture it says they had eyes all around them.
Yes.
All that they need to do to be able to worship the Lord is see Him.
Yes.
And in all of His beauty and all of His grace and love and all that He is and the incredibleness of God. Did I just create a word, incredibleness?
It sounds good to me. The
incredibleness of God is so powerful that you have to worship when you see Him.
Yes.
You know, I think many times our lack of worship towards the Lord in our lives is because we're not trying to see Him enough.
Yes.
We've got to take the time to see Him in the Word, to see Him through prayer. God gave us an imagination. Begin to picture what it is you think heaven looks like, what it is you think God looks like, and you will begin to worship. You know, when you worship, I always laugh about this, and I've taught about this in church. You know, when people are holding their hands up in the service and they're looking up, they're seeing God when they're worshiping. They're using their imaginations. They're tapping into the spirit realm, and they are seeing heaven. They're worshiping God. They're with all of their fiber of their being trying to see Him.
And experience Him.
And experience Him, yeah.
When you worship, I'm telling you, you open the door to heaven.
Yeah.
You open the door for the angelic to be able to do their jobs.
You know, one thing, since we're talking about worship, you know, that I've seen in Scripture about angels is when they show up in Scripture, people see them. And they bow down. They're just out of reverence, out of fear. Angels are so amazing looking and so powerful.
The presence.
Filled with the presence of God, you know, that you want to bow down and worship them. And they're like, no.
Nope.
You know, don't do that. They are not to be worshipped. In Revelation 19:10 says, "Then I fell at His feet to worship Him, but He said, 'No, don't worship Me. I am a servant of God.'" This is the angel talking. "Just like you and your brothers and sisters who testify about their faith in Jesus, worship only God. For the essence of prophecy is to give a clear witness for Jesus." You know, an angel's immediately going to point you to Jesus.
Yes.
And be like, "Nope, don't worship Me. Worship Jesus."
Now, a fallen angel will take you the different way.
Yeah.
So you need to pay attention.
Yeah, worship Me.
That is a clue and a key that you have to pay attention. Where are they pointing you towards?
That's so good.
You know, because it's the truth is when you see in the spirit and you open the door to the spirit, you're going to see both good and bad.
Yeah.
So you need to focus on the Lord and you need to make sure that it is in agreement with the Word at all times.
Yes. You got to know the Word.
You have to test the spirits. That's what the Bible says.
That's good.
Okay, so let's go to, they also proclaim the gospel.
Ooh, I like that.
Revelation 14:6-7. "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, 'Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water.'"
Wow.
Again, they point straight to Jesus.
Yeah, worship Him.
Yes.
I love that. But I love the idea that, you know, as we proclaim the gospel, there are angels that have been assigned the task of making that happen.
Yes.
When we proclaim the gospel, like, you know what? The gospel is this, you know, to, you know, share Christ with them, but also to take our authority that Jesus has given us and actually pray for the sick, you know, cast out devils, you know, do all the spiritual things that God has called us to do. And when we do that, the angelic host of heaven are behind us.
You know?
I love that story in the Old Testament, you know, where Elisha's there, you know, and his servant's with him, and he's like, you know, open his eyes, let him see what I can see, because he was a seer. He saw angels everywhere. He saw the host of heaven behind you. And I think many times we fall and fail to fear in our lives because we don't realize how many angels are standing there with us, ready to fight, ready to go to battle, ready to bring the healings, ready to deliver the word of the Lord and the gospel to those who need to hear it. So we've got to always remember that the angelic hosts are waiting for us to move. When we move in partnership with the word of God, they move instantly and begin to make the gospel come to pass. You lay hands on the sick in accordance with the word of God under the authority that God's given you, the angelic hosts are bringing healing to those people, to those persons.
Talking about testing it and making sure it's in the word, let's go to 2 Kings 6:17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. That's the verse you're mentioning here. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
Wow.
We cannot walk in fear because we have angels that are assigned to us to protect us, to be there for us, and to do war for us.
That's crazy.
We need to trust the Lord for it.
Yes, absolutely.
The thing is, because we have so much unbelief, because it's like, if I can't see it, I don't believe it. This is by faith.
Yeah.
And your faith is the one that opens your eyes.
Wow.
So I pray right now, Heavenly Father, open their eyes that they can see. Open their spiritual eyes. Open their spiritual ears that they can hear.
Yeah.
Open their spiritual mouth that they will speak the gospel and they will preach your word with boldness and authority.
And Lord, we thank you that every host, angelic host of heaven, is standing by waiting for us to move.
Yes.
They're waiting for us to partner with the gospel, to partner with Jesus, and to partner with the Holy Spirit and begin to change the environments of the world that we live in. Your work, your home, those environments, God is wanting to change each of them through angels bringing the gospel, angels bringing healing, angels bringing the word of the Lord, you know, delivering, you know, people and helping to bring that all to pass just through the power of the spoken word of God and everything we can, and just we can see them begin to move.
Amen.
Let's take a quick break and come back and talk more about angels.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? We got the place for you. Join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Pastor Kevin here at Lighthouse Christian Church, and I just wanted to take a moment and encourage each of you to invite your fathers to our Father's Day service, June the 18th. So encourage dads to come on out. We're going to have a great time in the service. We're going to celebrate them and give away a few prizes. You don't want to miss that. So we'll see you Father's Day. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We've been talking about angels. It's been crazy today. I love the Word of God. There's so much excitement in the Word, you know, when it comes to the topic of angels especially. So, Martita, I want to kind of end the program today with a question. How do I get angels to move in my life and in my situations? And this is those who are listening speaking. How do they begin to get angels to begin to work in their lives, the good ones?
So I'm yes.
Many of them are really they're pretty good at the getting the bad ones to work in their lives.
Yes, and again, if we open the door, so yeah. Let's go at it.
Right.
We need to open the door now. Which door are we opening?
Right.
So if I go to the Word in faith and I start proclaiming and declaring the Word of God,
right,
the angels are listening. And then they will go, they have the command from the Word to go fulfill what needs
to
be done.
Fulfill the gospel, fulfill the Word of God,
so
make it happen.
I'm not directly telling them, I need this angel, that angel, or start, you know. I need to speak the Word, and the angels that have been assigned to me will start doing what I'm proclaiming the Word to do.
Right.
And I do that all by faith. Again, if I open the door and I go to bars where I started watching the occult and stuff like that, I'm going to open the door for the fallen angel.
Right.
So, you know.
Ready.
Yeah, they're ready. They're both ready.
Yes.
Who am I going to call upon?
Right.
I want to go on the side of the Lord.
Who are you going to partner with?
Yes. And that's.
You want to partner with the Lord, you got to get in the Word.
Exactly.
You got to declare the Word.
And declare it. Open the door to heaven, let it roll, and it is amazing. And not only for ourselves, when we pray for our country, for the first responders, for their schools, for their children, for everybody.
Yeah, so good.
If we start declaring the Word of God over each thing separate,
right,
the angels will go out there and go, thank you for opening the door for me to do my job.
Right.
So let's just partner with the Word. Let's partner with God.
Sure.
And the angels will partner with us because they're ministering angels and messengers to do the job of the Lord.
And our prayers actually strengthen them.
Yes.
You know, they get, you know, stronger with our prayers behind them. I love the idea that, you know, the Bible says that one of us can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. When we get together and we pray and we join together and partner with the Word of God and we begin to pray as believers, there's an exponential release of the power of God and angelic host when we step into who we are as believers and begin to speak the Word of God over our lives. This
Amen.
Is powerful.
Yes,
so,
it is.
You know what? Go empower some angels today.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed the program. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.